And now we have a very special guest in the studio, Ms. Christina Easterday, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about her music and playing us a couple songs. So how are you doing tonight?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm doing awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in. So I wanted to start off with having you just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your music.
Okay. So my I've been doing music all of my life. I grew up in a very musical family. My mom and dad sang, and they played instruments, and I just have always been doing music. Started writing poems, and once I got more interested in instruments and I got my first guitar at 12, I started developing these songs and just never have stopped since. And my music is a little bit of a mix, I would say, of just all of my favorite genres. You know, there's pop, rock, blues, some country blues and jazz. And I try and just mix it all and make it sound me, like me.
Awesome. What was the first, musician you first got into?
Oh, goodness. I would say the Carpenters, Karen Carpenter. Okay. I loved her her voice. My mom sounds exactly like Karen Carpenter when she sings. So I always admired that, and I tried to mimic that as I could. Nice. A lot of Southern gospel, okay. A lot of the harmony, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. My mom loved Karen Carpenter and loved the Carpenters. I've always respected that she played drums, too. I think that's a cool thing.
That's so hard to do.
Yeah, play drums and sing.
I try and play the drums and everything moves all at once, my hands and my feet. I can play the cajon because it's just your hands.
Right.
Once you get the feet involved, it's like, I'll leave that to my brother.
Yeah. Drummers are impressive. Yeah. So what are some of your musical influences on the stuff you're writing now?
I mean, I love Colby Calais. I love her older stuff, her original music that she first put out, her first album. Just that real chill, I just love that. Amy Winehouse has always been a big inspiration.
Sure.
I still listen to the Carpenters. I listen to, country music, there's Chris Stapleton. I just try and mix it all. I even listen to the top 40, and I mean, Ariana Grande, I love her harmonies that she threw on her new stuff. So
yeah,
there's inspiration in everything.
Definitely. You know, there's a special, I kind of come from the punk rock world. When I was in high school and college, I played in a punk rock band, and I was always had this angst towards pop music, you know, mm-hmm. But as I got older, I started realizing how much artistry there is to pop music, you know, and the Beatles were a pop band, you know, and it's just, you know, it's there's something to make a song that connects with the masses is actually kind of tricky, you know.
I respect that
for sure. All right, well, can you play us one of your songs?
Yeah, this one, I would say this one's a little bit more poppy. Okay. It's called Puzzle. I don't care. And somewhere you and I go, we fit together like the pieces. I need your love and you need mine, mine. Just take my hand and I'll follow. We fit together like a puzzle. This life can't make me change my mind, my mind.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank
and that you. Was called Puzzle, right?
That was called Puzzle, yeah. I wrote that one a long time ago, you know, about a boy.
Popular subject. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're doing an Instagram project right now where you're writing a song a day and posting it to Instagram. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that whole thing and how that's going.
Yeah. So I was originally started January 1st. I was writing a song and then I would live stream it every single day. I've cut back now to live streaming it once a week. I just now cut back to that, but I'm still writing a song every single day. And Grace Askew, she's a singer-songwriter and she's a huge inspiration to me right now. And she started it. She's on her second year, actually. And she's going to song, I think, you know, she's going to 500 or something crazy. And it's just, I thought to myself, what a challenge that would be. It would be, you know, inspiring. It would, I think as time goes on, the songs are just going to get better. I talked to a lot of people and, you know, there was the worry that they would start sounding the same or you'd get into a rut. And I think that that happens with every singer-songwriter. But I think that you just using that part of your brain and pushing that creativity every single day really just opens up a world of possibilities. So I've decided to go for it, and it's been going well so far. It's been really fun, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been listening to the songs, and there's a number that I really like. I've been impressed that they, you know, they're not sounding all the same. You know, there's been diversity in there so far.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. It's a little bit difficult to do. That's probably the most challenging part, you know, and you don't want them to at all. So
right.
Thank you.
So, what are some of the other challenges that you come across when you're songwriting? Not just even on a project like this, but just in general. What are some of the challenges to overcome in writing songs?
I think the tendency to get back into what's familiar and what's comfortable. I've got a handful of songs that I wrote over the course of a certain period of time that they were just all just sad, negative songs. And I have people tell me, like, oh, you need to write a happy song. What are you doing? And I'm just thinking to myself, I was like, it's not easy to. It's not easy to just pull from something that you're not necessarily experiencing at the time. And I've gone through ups and downs, and, you know, it just comes with what's going on in your life. So I would say that's probably one of the biggest challenges, is to branch out and write about new things and do your research and just find content that's interesting and different.
Yeah. A number of songwriters that I really like, a theme that I hear in interviews come up over and over again is reading books. That reading is huge for songwriting, because there's just new ideas coming in and new ways to play with language and, you know, lyrics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely the language, new words.
Right.
Building on that.
Sure. Okay, so can you play us another song?
Yes.
Okay.
This one is called Hanging On Too Long. And it's actually one that I wrote for the 365 Challenge.
Got a broad way of standing next to me and making me feel small. got a bad way of handling things when everything is going wrong. And I wish you wouldn't break my heart, but I thought you might right from the start. And I've been hanging on too long, too tight for too long. I might be better off long gone. So goodbye, my love. We've been at this since we met. Our pride colliding is something to forget. There's no rhyme and no reason to risk it all would be the end. And I wish you wouldn't break my heart, but I thought you might right from the start. And I've been hanging on too long, too tight for too long. I might be better off long gone. So goodbye, my love. Ooh, and I wish you. But I thought you might right from the start. And I've been hanging on too long, too tight for too long. I might be better off long gone. So goodbye, my love. I might be better off long gone. So goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about going to San Antonio this weekend and working on a project there. But tell us a little bit about what you got on the horizon. What are some things coming up, shows and projects and things like that?
So show-wise, I am actually in a little band here in Reno. We're called The Project, and it includes Jared Araghini and my brother Harris Easterday and Tim. We are all doing the show on March 6th at the Wine Bar, and I hope that you'll come out and see us there. It's going to be a good time. We're going to play, we got a 3-hour set, so that's going to be just a really good time. Just come grab a drink, hang out for a bit. You can grab some food, leave, come back. We'd love to meet you, though. So that's the next show that's coming up. I'm looking at recording I'm trying to record an EP. That is the big project that I'm working on. I'm trying to get this EP out. You know, just new songs, new content. I haven't recorded in a studio since I was in Nashville in 2015. And I've got 2 songs online. I've got them on iTunes right now, but just really trying to get some new content out. Working on some music videos. So if you subscribe to my YouTube, I'm going to be putting some really great music videos out for some songs. Yeah, those are all in the works right now.
Okay. That sounds fun. A lot of stuff happening. And I mentioned Instagram before, but how else can people connect with you online and whatnot?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Instagram is probably what I use the most right now.
Okay.
And I love to connect with people on there. Shoot me a DM. I'd love to, you know, talk to you, chat with you for a minute. But yeah, YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube, and then Facebook and the Twitter, you know, and I've got my website is ChristinaEasterday.com. So you can go there and you can find a link to everything there. You can get to my SoundCloud. That's where you can hear some of my music. I've got some live acoustic stuff on there. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
So many different ways.
Yeah, just Google Christina Easterday.
All right. We'll find you. Okay. Any, you're going to play one more song for us, but, before we go, is there anything else you wanted to mention, to the listeners out there?
Oh, I would just say that if anybody is struggling to, you know, find their purpose in life, I mean, just this, I've always loved music. I have always wanted to do something with music, and I had no clue what that looked like. I used to play in church a lot, and I love that. But I felt like I just wanted to do even more with it. I wanted to reach more people. So I would say everybody's got a story. Everybody's got things that has shaped who they are. And, you know, find what you're good at, what you love, and just go do that. And you can, you know, you can use your experiences and your story, and you can, it doesn't have to be music. It can be anything, but I think everybody just is so unique, and everybody just needs to go do what they love. And, you know, just, yeah, pretty much just go do what you love.
All right. That's a good message. more enjoyment in life. That's
yeah.
For sure. We need more of that. All right. Well, can you play us one last song for the evening?
Yes. So this last song is special to me. I played it the other night at the West Street Market for the first time, and I wrote it actually for my grandparents. I'll just say a quick little thing about them. They eloped when they were 18, and they were married for 74 years until my grandfather passed away. And just the absolute, just awesome role models. I mean, everything about them was just everything I wanted to be and have in life. And so my favorite memory of them is my grandfather one time just grabbed my grandmother's hand. She was sitting at the kitchen table, and Frank Sinatra always used to play at their house. Love Frank Sinatra. But he grabbed her hand and he took her to the living room, and they just started dancing, and they were laughing their heads off. And so they say that that's the secret to the long-lasting marriage, was just a bunch of laughter, be able to laugh at yourself and just joke with one another. So this song is kind of about them, and it's called Old Soul.
All right.
Here wondering the things I'll never know. Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah, I've been there before. I've been deprived of light, and I've been deprived of joy, and opened my heart up to be brutally destroyed. Yeah, I've been there before. I've been there. and forgetting it for once and for all. I don't have the time to waste my whole life searching for happiness and never finding it at all. Please tell me, old soul, how did you make it past the times that you thought you wouldn't last? Please tell me, old soul, how did you get that far? Oh, and how do you keep on laughing? And how do you love so
that was great.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in here and playing your songs.
Yes, gosh, thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate it. All right. Well, that was Christina Easterday, and you can check her out online. Just do a Google search and check out all the different social media outlets. And what was the date of that performance? March 6th, you said?
Yes, it is March 6th at the Midtown Wine Bar.
Okay.
And it's at 7 p.m.
All right. Cool. So be sure to check that out.